evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 2/3/2023. And, oh, I tell you, the official balloon, the official TV Montana Red Chinese balloon, is now over Cape Girardeau, Missouri. They're showing pictures of it, videoing of it. And you see, here's something that now is just becoming a revelation to all these people on TV and the talking hairspray heads and all of it. And to most of the people in Congress who don't have a clue. And then to others who are just lying through their teeth from the pentagram and all these different places. You see, this thing is just really interesting. But let me go back for those who didn't listen last night, and I was very excited about this last night because I'm telling you, it just makes me mad. We've been covering it for almost 2 years or whatever, and I would remind everybody just up front, do you remember these used to be the Google balloons was the cover story? Google balloons, allegedly, was the cover story of these balloons. And they are not a weather balloon. They are a big balloon, and they have, and as I told you a year ago and almost 2 years ago, they have like a 30-foot-long platform underneath them that have on them solar arrays. They also have all of the different types of antenna, receivers, you know, transmitters, all kind of stuff, and cameras of the highest nature and sensors to take pictures, to, you know, read the back of your veins on your hand to tell if it's really you, right? Yeah, you have like a fingerprint. The veins on the back of your hand are like a fingerprint. They can look at disposition of troops, of disposition of aircraft, or of they could sense what's going on in silos, if the missile silos are activated or turned on or whatever they're doing. They can pick up all of the conversation, all of the signal intelligence from all the different things. They could also then use their ion drive, which now finally the Pentagon has said, oh, this is not a drifting balloon. They are maneuverable. Yes. They have a little ion drive engine on there that can get them up, you know, 50, 60 miles per hour. If they go with gusts of winds, they can go faster than that. They are controllable via the Red Chinese, can control them, relaying stuff through the Red Chinese satellites down to them, or, you know, line of sight from Red Chinese agentur inside the United States. And that's another thing. They can communicate with all the, allegedly, all the people in the Chinese restaurants. You see what I'm saying? The Jet Li type things, like from the movies. It's satire, you know. It's all satire, right? The Red Chinese agentur. And, of course, there was a whole lot of them jogging around in their uniforms not long ago in Canada, wasn't there? It's in British Columbia, wasn't it? So Canada is not interested, you know, in busting the Chinese up. So now, what else could they do? They could do EMP stuff. They could have a nuclear device on them, a small one, all right, drop it or do something. They can communicate to their saboteurs inside the United States that could then, they could then activate those groups to do sabotage against chemical plants like they did and refineries back in Houston a few years ago before Trump threw out the Red Chinese, you know, diplomats down there. Remember back then we were having a refinery or a chemical plant would blow up in the Houston area or in the ship channel or something like that. And then the following week or 4 or 5 days later, there would be a refinery blow up over in China or a chemical plant blow up over there somewhere. I've been covering this for you for a long time, and I'm glad to hear that people know that old Hawk was telling you the truth. Now, let's talk about the last couple of days. We had the one in Montana, but prior to that, we were tracking sources that I work with, and there's multiple of them, so it's not just one person to go and kill, you see. It's several different people, and the fact of the matter is that we were watching these large energy constructs, watching the MIMIC, the University of Wisconsin Tropical Moisture deal, which they call MIMIC version 2.0 or whatever. MIMIC, MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, okay? Just do a search engine on that. You'll come up with it, then go to it, then go to version 2, and then you can look at the different domains, global 180, North America, Europe, South America, two different views, East Pacific, West Pacific, North Atlantic, all the different ones. Those are called the domains where you can see the map. Now, if you look at the fine print, it tells you it measures electromagnetic signals and pulse and that kind of stuff that's present in storms, but also when you control storms using that type of technology. Well, these large energy constructs, I've watched them for a long time. They're like jig-jag. They look like a scrudel, look like a macaroni, like a rotini or something. And they come up from Antarctica, way up. They used to just come up into the, sort of into the equatorial areas. But now they come up above that. And the other day, like I think Monday or Tuesday, they had Texas bracketed from the west and the east. And then they had, there was two loony balloons up too. And then I could see coming from the area where these energy constructs were, like a little dashed line, like a little, like you were a kid and drawing a machine gun on a paper where the aircraft is shooting a machine gun, you would do dash, 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 dash. But there was one coming from the west in and one coming from the east. Those were directing the energy and helping direct the energy of those huge energy constructs, seen on MIMIC, to create the ice storm, okay? That's what they were doing, all right? And I couldn't figure out exactly at the moment what it was until then we started looking and we started seeing loony balloons. Well, one of those loony balloons went down early a.m. Wednesday. It came down outside of Tucson, Arizona. You're in the desert, right? Mountainous desert areas and stuff down there. And also the Mexican border, not far away. And so those came down there. But the weather one continued and continued its activity, what I would say, steering the ice storm or jazzing it a little bit or helping to create with the electromagnetic, you know, ability of this loony to help to create the tunnel, the vacuum tunnel that's sucking the storm along. So that was interesting. So that's the unofficial one they don't tell you about. Well, now, the original one they talk about in Montana, all right, is now over Cape Girardeau. Well, they also say that it's above 60,000 feet. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, above that area and above, it's considered space, not U.S. airspace, but space, all right? So if you're going to shoot somebody in space, then that becomes an act of war in a sense, all right? Because it's like a ship in international waters. That doesn't mean you don't shoot it down. Believe me, they shot one down in Texas almost 2 years ago that I reported on. So anyway, but let me get back to the 60,000 feet. So one of the storm workers, I'm going to call it a storm worker balloon, Looney, is right now, earlier it was at 62,400 feet over Anniston, Alabama Army Base, okay? So another base gone over, right? Now I'm going to tell you something else that they could do while we're thinking about it. You know, a lot of U.S. military hardware and stuff and computers and all of it has what in it? Oh, it has Chinese chips, doesn't it? Chinese microchips, right? So could they not then activate chips? Or you see what I'm saying? Or maybe you go over the ICBMs and you have maybe some ability to access the chip of somewhere and something and redirect that or make it fail at a certain point in time. It's a possibility. But right now, the second one or one of the two storm workers that was helping to jazz up the ice storm, all right, which is still causing great havoc. But at the ice storm, now it's now no longer over Anniston Army Base, but it is at 61,600 feet altitude, and it's just south of Atlanta, Georgia. So then we got the one at over Cape Girardeau, and these ion engines, you can move at about 50 to 60 miles per hour. And then if you catch the gust of wind or the prevailing wind, you could go a little faster and go somewhere. And just to remind everybody, we first talked about these. We watched them get launched back then off the coast of Baja from a Chinese submarine. And then that one was coming at a certain pace and a certain thing. And then we reported all kind of stuff about it, and we're talking all about it. We even gave you the name, which I don't have that name on the top of my head, but it was a corporation, an off-the-shelf corporation of the Chinese. It was owned wholly by the Red Chinese, but it was some kind of a corporation in Texas that was involved with launching these back then, quote-unquote, Google balloons. Allegedly Google balloons, you see, to help people with their internet and all that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? And that was the cover story then, but they were always being launched, allegedly by the Red Chinese or this Red Chinese corporation in America that would help to launch these things or help to take information from them. So this is not being discussed, but more is coming out, but you're not going to hear the truth. We've been watching it now for years, and other people are aware of that, and thank you for all the people that said, Hawk, you've been right all along. You ain't crazy. You know, no, I've been trying to tell you the truth on this stuff, and we've had it right on the money, right on target. So south of Atlanta for the second storm worker, and then we've also heard that there may be another one pop up. But now, also, let me remind you, last year, the Google balloons, allegedly, quote-unquote, the Google balloons, allegedly, all their activity, this Google had an article that said, oh, we're not doing those balloons anymore. We've turned over the technology to DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects, you see. And DARPA had an off-the-shelf corporation. Off the shelf means just like a holding company or some name, you know. The legend, I think it was either in South Dakota or North Dakota. In the Dakotas. Let's just say the Dakotas. And DARPA was launching. Ah, thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes. Somebody just sent me the name. Raven Aerostar. Raven Aerostar. Raven Aerostar is the name of the DARPA company. Raven Aerostar, allegedly. Allegedly. Raven Aerostar. So now, did DARPA launch this? Or did the Red Chinese really launch it? You know, where did it come from? Did it come from a submarine or did it come all the way from China and through Russia and into Canada and down and blah, 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 blah. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is you've got DARPA being involved somehow in this. You also have allegedly a El Presidente, Red China Joe, who whose son took $1.45 billion from a Chinese Communist Party bank. All right? $1.45 billion plus other millions and millions of dollars from his artwork and other things. All right? They had an office. They had an office, I think, in either Shanghai or Beijing, which Red China Joe got a key so that if he was there, he could go into the office. So you see, people say, well, isn't the U.S. military interested in stopping the Chinese? Well, maybe. Maybe some of them are, but the ones at the top slots are not. They might just be allowing the Red Chinese to come in with the stupid balloon and gather all the info up on all of the launch sites and all the stuff currently. And picking up the radio traffic and seeing how the nets work and all the stuff. Well, the U.S. government at the top slots of the military intelligence, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. All the EIEIOs, you know? They are more interested in Lucifer the Lightbringer and the Red Chinese than they are in your Bill of Rights. That is the truth of the matter, you see? So we were south of Atlanta, 61,600 feet, not too long ago, on one of the two storm workers, okay? I also would remind you that at a certain point in time, we were tracking that one that had been launched from off the Baja of a Chinese sub, came up and was going at a certain, you know, latitude. And if you looked at the latitude, the way it was working, it was sort of heading towards Cape Canaveral, where they were going to launch the SpaceX. It was traveling at a pace of a certain pace that would get them there for that launch date of the SpaceX out of Cape Canaveral, or Cape Kennedy, whatever you want to call it. It's Cape Canaveral again, I guess. So that we watched, and we watched it jig-jag, and then we were commenting it all along the way, and then it made some deviations and went down into a little bit into Mexico and then came back up and all kind of stuff. And then eventually somebody out of San Antonio, one of the Air Force bases, sent up a plane, you know, a spy plane or a surveillance type aircraft, you know, to take a look with their radar sensors and everything at this balloon. And this is almost 2 years ago. I think it may even be close to 2 years ago now. But that, we even, we even heard that they looked at it and said there really ain't nothing up there. Nothing to worry about. And they came back to San Antonio, because I said at the time on the air, I said, well, they probably had to go to the choke and take a shower, go to the choke and puke real quick so they could, a choke and puke is a restaurant, you know, and they got beer and, you know, and liquor and beer and hot dogs, hamburgers, all that kind of stuff. They had to go to a restaurant before they went to the Cotton Eye Joe dance, okay? I'm being facetious about Texas, but somewhat, but not all that much. And I like all that stuff. No problem there. But they did not give it the proper look. They said, oh, it's just a Google balloon. To heck with it. Let's go back. I said on air on that Friday night, I said, no, this thing is really going there. And it looks like I bet you it's going to go try to interfere with the SpaceX launch. Okay? In Florida. It's on the right latitude, the direction of the path. And it was progressing at a speed that I thought would get them there by the time of that launch. Well, lo and behold, somebody heard that. And then a jump jet, as we heard, one of the jump type jets, not the British Harriers, but the, you got to jump, you know, 30X, F-35, you know, that it popped up, went out that way, went up to, you know, about 35,000, 40,000, whatever they could go to, took a look at it, and whoosh, box one. No more goony balloony goony balloon. Red Chinese balloon was wiped out of the thing, and they didn't pay no never mind to what the debris would be coming down. I heard tonight on TV, oh, the Pentagon says that the debris field would be 400 square miles. You know, horse crap. You take that thing and you hit it at 60,000 feet, 61,000, 62,000. You zap that dude right in the platform, okay? You blow the smithereens out of the platform, the antenna, the sensors, the cameras that are look-down cameras, all of the stuff, the radio transmitters, the vacuuming up of all signal intelligence, the EMP stuff, and whatever else is on there. Maybe it has a small bomb, you know, a small mini nuke, all right? Something like that. I don't know. But you would blow that crap to smithereens in the air, and I don't think you would have a problem with whatever came down. And even if you did, why does this country allow an enemy, the Red Chinese? First of all, the Red Chinese are probably making our combat boots and uniforms, okay? Or providing the fabric to somebody who does. Why do we allow them to be flying over and surveilling all of our stuff? The only reason you can say that is we're either chicken, which that could be at certain levels, but not really, or because there is a collusion, allegedly collusion because of big $1.45 billion would buy, theoretically, would buy a president, wouldn't it? So, I don't know why they're letting it go all clear over the whole bit. Some say it's because it's got a nuke on board or radiological, you know, signatures. Maybe it does, but I'll tell you what. Blow it out of the sky. If there's any good line officer out there or any guy, you know, let's just say a North Dakota or a South Dakota, you know, Air Force Reserve pilot, you know, and you're flying around up there doing something, and I guess the one in Cape Girardeau, I guess it's got two or three aircraft underneath it watching it. So if you're one of those people and you want to do something good down there, why don't you just press the button? See what happens. Wait till it goes over the, Smoky Mountains. There's not that much population there. Wait till it goes over the big, you know, the big thing. I mean, that wouldn't be the first time something was shot down. Do you remember when they shot down using electromagnetic pulse stuff? When they shot down one of our fighter jets coming from South Carolina, and they shot it down or nailed it and it dropped it dead duck in the woods in Georgia? Or all of the other times when electromagnetic weapons were used against our planes, all right, by Russian or the Chinese or whoever? We are at war. And if we're not at war specifically and it's not been declared, well, then who makes it doesn't make a difference because we're already at war. As far as that declaration of war stuff, we had not had one since World War II, all right? Everything's been a police action or Korean War, you know, United Nations controlled that. We were just going along for the ride or... the Vietnam War, you see, or the Gulf War One, and the Gulf War Two, and now every other EIEIO, and then now we got troops sitting in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, Romania, all these places, and in the Ukraine. special ops are in the Ukraine. Ah, man. It's just imagine. Yeah, I saw that, Mr. BT. Chinese balloon now over St. Louis. No, it went down to Cape Girardeau, which went down the Mississippi River, Cape Girardeau, into the Sykeston area. All right. And then now it's heading out probably into Kentucky. So they detected a radiological payload. That may or may not be, but if you're at 60,000 feet and you blow it out of the sky, I'm going to tell you what, that removes the threat. It's just like when there was a fish kill off the coast of Maryland back a number of years ago when they had to look for a bunch of buckets of sun all up and down the East Coast from Boston on down. And the last one that they found, all the others had been taken apart or deactivated. And the last one, there was a runaround in the Baltimore area in the warehouse districts and out on Bell's Point and that kind of area out in there. And then somebody grabbed that at the last minute. It happened to be a team led by the son of the guy who was head of the MMV. The son of the general who ran the MMV back in those days. This is back about 204, 205, somewhere in there. And the Quayle Hagman report provided a large amount of the information at that time. But then, you see, they took this nuke, which incidentally, from my understanding of it, it was of the latest design of the U.S. military, latest design of nuclear device, okay? And they could not deactivate it. So they took it off to a deep trench off of the coast of Maryland back in 204, 205, whenever it was there. And they took it all the way down to the deal and they popped it there. Well, it explodes. There's an explosion, which they do to destroy the weapon. But it wasn't a nuclear blast, but there was a fish kill that washed up onto the beaches of Maryland there for quite some time. For 3, 4, 5 days, they had to close the beaches. So, you'd also be amazed at how many times some kind of a small device has gone off in the deep underground bases where people are at war and fighting and, you know, playing tit for tat. I could go back and I could tell you, as I remember certain times, I remember when Andrews Air Force Base even came on and somebody overheard them say, "Oh God, we've got to get out of here. That bomb is getting ready to go off." All right. Remember when the WEN went off in the deep underground in Virginia and created about a 3.3 earthquake? Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is not unknown, if you understand what I'm saying. And when you work for the true CIC, the Lord Jesus, when you're on the work for him, all right? Stuff comes to you, and the Lord will put you on the right path to understand what's happening. As far as I know, MC Scraw, I don't think so. I think it might be perhaps your deal there. I think I'm still on and have had no problem, all right? Yesterday a little bit, but no, not today. I'm on Skype and the whole nine yards. Sometimes I pause for effect, but that's not what you're talking about. I think that it could be your link there locally. So, what's going to go on? I don't know. We're sure looking at all these new jobs that were created, you know. I don't believe I believe that number. I think that's a reconstituted, reconfigured number of some sort. Or maybe it just includes all the jobs from the last, you know, 6 months or 5 months of Biden that they then updated everything and they, you know, rerouted all the information and then boosted up the totals from this month, that month, the other month. Because I do not see, when I see almost 90,000 of the top corporations in the high-tech world laying off 90,000, 86,000 some number, let's say 90,000. Well, those jobs are high-paying jobs. They create, each one of those, spins off at least four other jobs to support that in terms of their consumption. It's like in the old days, you had a factory, every factory job or automobile plant job or the big paying, you know, manufacturing jobs, they would then have create four or five other jobs. So, but you've got all of these 86,000, 90,000 high tech jobs. Four times 90,000 is 360,000. That means really 360,000 people don't have a job. Okay. So I don't understand how they can still say that this economy is great when the inflation rate is out the roof. And then it appears now, perhaps, that eggs and egg yolks are helpful to people who took the vaccine to get the spike backs out of your system. All right? Allegedly. So, of course, they would want to get rid of eggs. Because they are purposefully destroying the food supply. I mean, even Red China Joe, what was it he said? I've got the quote right here. Red China Joe said, how we can increase, and let's see, what's the other word here? And disseminate, how we can increase and disseminate the food shortages. He wants to increase and disseminate, in other words, spread them out, the food shortages. That's an actual quote that he did. Freudian slip, perhaps, but that's what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, your government is not your government of the old days, okay? Excuse me. It's not the government of the old days. It's not the thing. It is now a socialist government bought and paid for at the highest level by Lucifer, his fallen angels, who then operate through the large money center banks, the top 30 money groups, who then own the politicians and own the heads of intelligence agencies and own the military industrial complex. Or the medical industrial complex, you see. And they're the ones that are trying to make sure that you're weak, that you don't have food, that you then will go into the Soylent Green machine and get struck down in that population, planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Georgia Guidestones, they want to kill you. Alex Jones had a book, he also had the video, but he also had the book 911 Descent into Tyranny. And I read stuff out of this to you before, haven't I? About all of the different things. Here it is. Here was old President George Bush, September 11th, 1991. George Herbert Walker Bush. It is a big idea, a new world order. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. Sounds like Kamala Harris, doesn't it? Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get wild weasel. And so you got to get prepared and ready to go. And that's the key to it. That is the key to it. And then shall they deliver. Now, let me get back one more passage here. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's in the red letter. That's Jesus said that. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You see, that's where we're headed. So Matthew 25, Jesus tells you the parable of the 10 wise and foolish virgins. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. This is out of verse basically 6 and 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, the foolish ones, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, this is red letters, this is what Jesus is saying. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Oh, yes. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready. That's a preparation, admonition. That is the Lord telling you to get prepared and to have your lamp oil. Extrapolate to have your food, your water purification, you know, your Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters. Stuff to store it in, smaller containers so you can take them. I cannot tell you how many times I think and sit up all at night and think about all this stuff, and I think about many people out there. I look up there and I see old Big Mac. I see Liz Evenson and the Youper. I see, you know, all kind of people in Ohio and in Texas. You know, the ones that have worn soles on their shoes and that kind of stuff. I see the California people, and there's some real good ones in California. I see those who keep bees out of the South Carolina coast, you know. Be kind, you know, those kind of people. And then I see all kind of others in Queens, New York, of all places, you know. Upstate New York, Chicago, Rochester, Minnesota. I think of all these different places. Iowa, Dunlap, Hampton, all kind of different places in Iowa. Nebraska, good people in Nebraska. the Kearney kids, hi to you. And then also to Beatrice, you know. And if you're listening, I think you're probably in another locale doing some missionary work. And God bless you if you are, or if you're back home in the snow. But I think of all the different people, those in Florida and those in Washington State and those in all the different places across the globe and across the United States. All the people that email. And you can email me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And if you want to keep old Hawk in the air, swinging the ball bat at Lucifer, hitting him in the shin, bopping him in the nose, popping the side of his head with it, and doing what I can to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear of what might be coming and how they might prepare. I'm going to keep old Hawk in the air. I pray that you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. You can also send a card or a letter. Say hi, you know. Better reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver dime, whatever it might be. 10th ounce of gold, whatever it is. Ounce of gold, whatever whatever you think. Or a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com or at the number 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840 at Steve Quayle, his office. If you get Steve or if you get his son, Tyler, or if you get his wonderful good manager, Daryl, or anybody else, you tell them old Hawk sent you. And go up there and get lies of men and gods, you know, the destruction of the human race, you see. Get that. Get the information out of the Megadrot DVD. And you can get the one on the Vimeo, but you can get the others and then do the private briefings. If you can do them in any book that Steve Quayle still has, any of his books, because he was not going to reprint them because he couldn't get a true quote for when they would be done, how much they would cost. And there were shortages of paper, ink, and all kind of stuff. And the supply chain junk. So anything he's got left, whether it be, Empire Beneath the Ice, or Aliens, Fallen Angels, or Giants Book, or, Terminated, or Premise of the Promise, or all the different books Steve's got. Whatever he's got left, grab them up while you can. Show them to your kids. Show them to see and know what's coming down. And then will you read the Bible to your children? Will you talk to them? I've been thinking about a lot of that, and there's very few people who do that. But I'll tell you, there's some real good ones who do it. And they've got their kids in good studies, really doing a real good job with math, science, literature, the whole bit, history. But they're also got them involved in martial arts and sports and other activities that keep them in shape. But they've also talked to them. And then I tell you, there's good people down there in the Smoky Mountains too, right? You know? Not far from Grandfather Mountain, there's somebody up there that's real good, you know? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how much longer we're going to have, but if Putin goes with a 500,000-man army into the Ukraine, I'm going to say war is going to happen. And when you go to war, it's not going to be World War II. It's going to be wing, bang, boom. It's going to be pop, pop, zircon time. Mach 9 time, you see? The Chinese have it as well. The Chinese had the one that circled the globe, and then they pop, pop, within 2 minutes and hit its target in the ocean. You're talking about hitting almost anywhere on the planet in 5 minutes or less, right? Not the half an hour of the old days. So, at above that 60,000 feet, if you're in international space, let's say, you can see where the scaredy cats would get scared, wouldn't you? But the Chinese would shoot ours down if we were up there. As a matter of fact, they did. They shot down one of our P-3 Orions way back when, I believe. And they went and got a lot of the gear out of it, too. Oh, man, oh, man. I mean, all the stuff we followed the Red Chinese, I remember the different people who told me that they were sending them. Some of them were being sent to Annapolis, to the academy, you know, and to West Point, but to the Naval Academy. And then they were down in Florida, and they were involved with, back in those days, not currently with under DeSantis, but back in those days, a number of years ago, they were involved with some of the Florida groups who then took them to D.C. and to Annapolis and all the different places. And that was back then before the Chinese had an aircraft carrier. And you remember the first one they bought the old Russian aircraft carrier that had to ramp up. It ramped up as the planes took off. Well, they were trying to run and learn how to run an aircraft carrier. And then they did it. Fortunately, back then, India was also making aircraft carriers. But now we don't know about all of that because India is now in with the BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. The BRICS nations, their own currencies, going their own way, their own economic system. I don't know when this is going to pop, but it's going to pop. And Casey Jones is all on the same train. You got a clone of Casey Jones on methamphetamine and moonshine with the hammer down on the old-fashioned locomotive, right? Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Put on more steam, you know, boom. And they're all headed to Function Junction. All hitting the same time. I think that, quite frankly, this could go down this month. February 24th, they're talking about the possibility might be when Putin goes. Although I don't think he'll necessarily go when they want him to go or they say he's going to go. He'll either go early or go late. And I think Putin is at a spot where he is... where he is at the point where he is sick, I believe, from cancer, et cetera, or some kind of disease, other, you know, devastating disease. And I think, quite frankly, that he is at a point to where he can push the button and not and say he's going to go out like the last of the czars, okay? Rather than get his conventional army defeated, you see, possibly by the U.S. and the rest of everybody entering into the war on the side of Ukraine. Not just giving it 12 tanks, but maybe going in the whole nine yards. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But it looks like at the five-dimensional Luciferian chessboard that they've sure organized the stuff. And at every level of that Lucy chessboard, the lie is different. So these balloons of this period of time, very interesting. Very, very interesting. But 1.45 billion to the son of Red China Joe, don't you know? Allegedly, that's pretty powerful motivation, ain't it? Oh, baby, baby, baby. What do you think, and when do you think it might pop, or if you've got any other specific info for the Hawk in your area about something, Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. I'm interested to see what you have to say. Did you see how the gold has gone down and the silver has gone down a little bit? Well, you see, that's to give somebody the last good opportunity to buy it big, okay? To buy it big. So, we still got another weather warfare option here. We got the big cold coming in. It's already been real chilly. It was real cold here today. Not that bad, but, you know, 11 degrees, which is just chilly, but the wind chill was worse. But in Minneapolis and up there in St. Paul and, International Falls, all those different places up there, I think they were almost like 28 below, 40 below. And then now that's all going to be up into Maine and Massachusetts and Vermont, all the, you know, upstate New York and all of that. It's going to be real cold. But then you've still got the ice flowing up that way. With the loony balloon leading the way and leading the charge. Last position was 61,600 feet south of Atlanta. Just before that, it had been about 62,400 over Anniston, Alabama at the Army base there. They flew over the Army base. So, you see, these generals and all these people are lying, but they're starting to have to come out and tell more things. I heard the Montana senator, and they've got a lot of good listeners in Montana, of course, where Steve lives. I've got a lot of friends up there, but a lot of people in Montana called their senators and called the congresspeople. They were seeing the balloon, and they said, can we take a shot at it? You know, of course, 60,000 feet's a little tough, but, you know, I'm sure that it would be feel good to at least, you know, pop it or try to, you know. But a lot of information came out the side doors in there because we've covered this for several years, and people are aware of it. And then the people that listen in the military that know us and know my show, know Old Hawk from back in 2004 when the P-3 Orion was talking to Andrews Air Force, Andrews base on the comms, you know, the National Comms Center, Command Comms Center, and they're saying, this is P-3 Orion, X-Wap-Up-Up-Up, I have a Russian blackjack bomber at 110 nautical miles off the coast of Virginia, coming in hot. I need for you to scramble jets. Well, can't y'all handle that? The woman said. She was almost like implying, I'm here chewing gum and doing my nails, you know. He said, I need to speak to your commanding officer right away. This is Peter Orion, man. We're not able to handle an incoming bomber. That's not what we do. Let me speak to your commanding officer. I need your scramble jets. At that point, I went on air and I put it all out there and said all of that. Within 2 minutes, jets were scrambled all up and down the East Coast, and they intercepted the Russian plane. Escorted it out of the area. So people who have listened over the years have known that we told the truth back then, and now more people are going to say, you know, this hawk has been talking about them crazy loony balloons for almost 2 years now. I guess he was right. He's not crazy after all. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the best preparation and the best deal in town. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you lose your life here or in space or on the ocean or wherever you're at, if you're with him and he's with you and you know it and he knows it and you're sincere, then he'll start to wash you clean. But he'll also, if you were to die, you'll have everlasting life in heaven. And believe me, that is a good deal. No travail, no sickness, no illness, no wounds. Lord Jesus, sent here by our Father in heaven to wash away your sins. If you believe in him, repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Now I'm going to tell you what, mighty men of valor, you're out there. I know you are. I saw you, not all that long ago when I saw the TR-3B over a certain intersection at about 1,000 feet. And I understood all of that. I talked about on that air at the time, and I talked about how not that far up the road from that thing where they knew I might be passing through that intersection. But they apparently had tipped off police, and the police had some either Muslim types, Middle Eastern types, or Mexican types pulled over up on the side of the road in a white panel van that may have had something in it that should not have been in there. Nuclear emergency search team is one of the things at the highest level that they do. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high-tech weapons to strike blows against the enemies and against the constitutional Bill of Rights of America. Those that love it, strike against their enemy. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, baby. They don't want to tangle with you. But just drop them out there about 1,300 yards and don't pay it no mind, baby. Road and track, little L. May the Lord Jesus bless you and protect you against all evil. Real proud of you. Daddy and mommy, hello. Old Hawk.